rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
You know, for about 50 years, there's been a Christmas display at the Franklin County, Indiana courthouse. But now lawyers are involved, and they're suing the baby Jesus in Franklin County, Indiana. That lawyer, the foundation's attorney, Sam Grover, is coming up because he wants to put a Satanist representation next to the baby Jesus. But until then, your good friend and mine, John Mendelson, Dr. John Mendelson. Dr. John Mendelson, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to have you here. First of all, what does the Mendelson clan do on Thanksgiving, if anything?
Well, this is a quiet one for us. My wife and I are together this holiday.
Good.
Yes.
You got some stuff to do. Should we invite you over our house for turkey?
Hey, maybe.
Well, before that, let's talk about Kybella, because yes. I'm reading so many men and women have a little chicken fat beneath their chins, like the Segman and Matt Steinman. What do you do with the chicken fat? Because in the good old days, there was lots of surgery was involved. And now it's not. So explain what you can do for that drooping skin beneath your chin.
Sure, yeah. And with this holiday, we'll call it a turkey waddle, turkey neck maybe, instead of a chicken. But what we're talking about is Kybella. And Kybella is a new treatment for double chins or that turkey neck. Basically, Kybella is a non-surgical injection. Patient comes in, we inject Kybella, which is deoxycholic acid. What is that? That's something naturally occurring in our bodies. It's actually one of the bile acids that actually helps emulsify fat. And within about 4 weeks or so, you'll begin to see a reduction in that fat. So it's recently FDA approved, and we have been using it on patients, and it works very well.
It's called deoxycholic acid.
Deoxycholic acid, yes.
And the idea is what? I've seen the literature on this. It helps to destroy, absorb fats. It's injected into the tissue, physically destroys the cell membrane. Explain that.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It's exactly what it does, is it disrupts the cell membrane, and therefore it lyses or destroys the fat cell. The fat that was in within the fat cell is absorbed just like if you were to eat a French fry or anything else, so it's safe. As you probably know, fat cells don't recur. Once they're gone, they're gone. If somebody gains 50 pounds, of course, there are other fat cells in the region that can store more fat. But this works very well. Here's the thing. We want to make sure that we find the best candidates for this. And people who have a lot of loss of elasticity, they just have a lot of crepey skin, they may not be the best candidate for this. But many, many people have normal appearing skin. They just have extra fat in their beneath their chin, their double chin area. We call it the submental area. So you come in, a treatment takes about 5 to 10 minutes, and it may require multiple treatments, maybe 2 or 3 sessions. The patients we've treated thus far have seen results just with one treatment. But depending on how much fat you have and what your anatomy is like, you may require 2 or 3 sessions.
And how long do you have results, do you see?
It's permanent. I mean, it's permanent. As long as you're not getting fat, the fat's gone. It's just like doing submental liposuction. Yeah, the fat's gone. It's not a temporary thing. And that's what I was saying, that the fat cells, once they're destroyed, and as long as you're, maintaining relative weight, within 10, 15 pounds of your normal weight, you should be in good shape.
Now, are you still doing liposuction? That always looks so ugly when you put a tube in somebody's body and suck out fat.
Yeah, we do, and it does look a little bit rough. I mean, these days there are finer techniques using, ultrasound. It's called ultrasonic assisted liposuction, and there are gentler techniques. But, the other thing is, for people who are not candidates necessarily for Kybella, there still are surgical procedures, but these surgical procedures are performed under local. They're under local anesthesia. So patients come in, they're about a 45-minute procedure where we can help improve the neck. And, of course, with that procedure, we're talking about an advanced facelift is what we call it. It also takes care of the jawline and the jowls and those sorts of things. So that's very different from how things used to be performed also.
Kybella, why couldn't you use that like on belly fat or love handles?
Well, I'm sure that's what they're working on, Bill. I mean, there's no doubt. So Kybella was a company called Kythera was a company, and they were acquired by Allergan, and Allergan's been in the news a lot with Pfizer here lately, but they were acquired not long ago for $2.3 billion. So I'm sure that they're looking to inject this all over the body.
And once it happens all over the body, then you don't need liposuction, don't need freezing, right?
That's right. And you mentioned freezing, the cool sculpting for listeners who aren't aware of that. Yeah, that's right. We can freeze the fat also. That's another non-surgical way around the body. But you're right. Right now, Kybella is only FDA approved underneath the chin.
So eventually it'll go everywhere. Now, you've seen the metamorphosis of plastic surgery from the good old days. Chip Hart and some others that are hunting animals and things like that, they walk around the wild. They always get good exercise. But he's got triple and quadruple chins, and this is a thing for someone like Chip Hart.
This may be something for him, yes.
But as far as belly fat and love handles, what would you recommend for that if you don't want to go through the whole surgery deal?
Right. So if you don't want liposuction or if you're a female and don't want tummy tucks, then cool sculpting, as we've talked about before, cool sculpting uses cold temperature. Literally, this device goes on your belly, kind of sucks your tissue into this device for about 60 minutes, cools it down, same thing. The cold temperature affects the fat cells. Fat cells are destroyed, so is the fat. And with that treatment, we see about a 20-23% reduction in fat with a treatment. So that's an alternative for different body parts.
Now, you have here in the literature that the Kybella treatment is $1,200 to $1,500 per treatment. Why is it so expensive?
Yeah, good question. Probably because they're first to market and they're the only FDA-approved treatment right now. So, it's not the least expensive product, but for those people trying to avoid surgery or, just getting rid of their double chins, this certainly is a way to do it.
And so normally if you do the Kybella thing, the below the chin fat, it takes about 2 to 4 weeks for it to have an effect, or is it immediate?
Well, it technically is immediate because you're destroying, you're really lysing those fat cells. But what happens is there's a little bit of an inflammatory process, and so there's a little bit of swelling. And so for the first week or so, you may not notice much, but some swelling. In other words, you're not seeing the result immediately because now we've got to wait for the swelling to subside.
Now, a friend of a friend of mine, a woman in her early 60s, had the whole facelift deal done. She looked like crap for about a week, and then about a month later, she looked great. But it seems to me like it's a lot to go through. If this Kybella thing is beginning to work everywhere, is that the future, you think, of plastic surgery?
Well, I think, certainly we've come a long way. I don't think that we'll ever eliminate surgery because sometimes you just need to remove extra tissue. Very exciting. Between this and, of course, all the other non-surgical injections, the Botox and the fillers and everything that we've been using, it completely has changed.
How are the boob jobs coming along?
Well, Dr. Meyer in our office is responsible for the boob jobs, and breast lifts, mastopexies we call them, and implants are things that continue to be very popular, more natural, better implants, so keeps him very busy.
Is it something that men sometimes do? Because Chip Hart's a guy that wants to, he's really skinny in the chest, he'd like to get more male, do you see more male breast enhancements going on?
We're not seeing breast enhancements, but we do see men with gynecomastia, which affects a decent percentage of the male population, where males do have breasts, and liposuction and some of these other non-surgical treatments can also be used for those individuals.
Is liposuction painful?
It's not painful. Obviously, you're numb during the procedure. People respond to it differently. I have a good friend of mine in Dayton, neurosurgeon, who came in for some liposuction, and because I was considering it myself, I was asking him how difficult it was, and he had his belly done. He was back in the operating room the next day, but he did say that it took him about 3 days. He was a little bit sore for about 3 days.
So the liposuction, that's when you stick the tube in and pull out the fat?
Yes, that's exactly right.
If somebody is like, say, in their early 60s, a woman, and she's a little bit flabby around the middle, a little bit got the love handles, is the liposuction the best way to handle that?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you talk about flabby, if you're talking about fat and there's some fat there, then liposuction can obviously be performed. And to some degree, you might get some contraction of the skin. However, if the flabbiness is secondary to just a loss of elasticity, a woman maybe has had kids or at least been pregnant several times, et cetera, then you might be starting to talk about a little mini, tummy tuck and that sort of thing as well.
Do you have any questions for me? I've been firing questions at you about politics, sports, world capitals, something that's confused you over the years, maybe some legal principle about the rule against perpetuities?
I'd like to know who you think's going to take the Republican nomination here.
I think at the end of the day, when Republicans get serious, it'll be Marco Rubio on top, which is the presidential candidate, and John Kasich as the VP, because that brings Florida and Ohio. There is such a change mechanism in the minds of the American people, especially Republicans. I just can't see a Jeb Bush winning. I can't see someone like Chris Christie or Huckabee winning. I can't see someone like Donald Trump, although I think he'd be great in the Oval Office. He would create jobs and project American power. And I don't see someone like Dr. Ben Carson. Ted Cruz is someone I agree with politically quite a bit, but he's a little too strident for me. I was in a restaurant recently, and I spoke to a server, a female server about 25, and she said to me, Donald Trump, I liked him on TV, but he seems so mean, he looks like a bully. And I think women see things that we guys don't see. And so if Trump is a bully in the minds of women, that's not good.
What do you think of Carly?
Well, I think Carly would make an excellent Secretary of the Treasury. And if Carly was the nominee of the party, I'd vote for her in a heartbeat. I think it'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will be interesting. And I'm sure you think that Hillary's probably not going to be the on the other side.
Well, I got a text here from maybe I shouldn't mention his name. I won't. A former morning personality here. And this is something a little more sensitive, but some of the advertisements going on about penis enhancement or enlargement or something. Is that something that someone who worked here in the morning for many years, should he worry about that?
Is working there part of the problem or not?
Yeah, kind of shrink up. But are more and more guys coming in for that?
We don't see a lot of patients for that in our practice.
Is it possible? No. Is it legal? I mean,
well, there are some things they can do. People use fillers. There are treatments for. There's also a ligament in the penis that can be released as well.
Release a ligament. That doesn't sound good.
Well, it probably isn't so good. But anyway, those are things that I think. I'm not sure actually who does that in Cincinnati, frankly.
But you wouldn't do it, would you?
I would not. No.
The key point, the takeaway here is this: Kybella, which is injection for improvement in the appearance of a moderate to severe submental below the chin fat in adults. And it's quick and it's easy. And you're telling me it's effective.
It is absolutely effective. Yep, it sure works. It's great.
Well, Dr. Mendelson, may you and yours, you have a great facility there in Norwood, right by Chang's, right? You're in that building there on the left.
That's correct, yes.
Well, Dr. John Mendelson, may you and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you, Bill. Enjoy the holiday as well. Thank you
God bless America. Thank you. All right, let's continue with more. Maybe I shouldn't mention that publicly. That was a text that he sent me. I know Chip Hart is a similar difficulty. Maybe I shouldn't mention it on the air. But if the ligament is released, then all good things can happen. But who wants their penis ligament released? I know not me. It might be droopy. Let's continue. 123-700-WLW.